Okay, this one's painful. In our locker room, I think that we got to look at, and you come into a game and you feel like you're prepared, and there are a variety of issues. Offense, defense, and special teams. I know offense, we scored more points than we have in the past, but there are still errors. Turnover that led to a fumble, a touchdown, and we got to clean those things up. Defensively, 183 yards rushing on 40 carries, whatever it is, 4.6. We had missed tackles. And when I say this now, it's not just the players. We had some substitution errors. We had some misalignments. We had some things take place that just weren't characteristic of us. A 3rd and 15 where they hit a screen for I don't know how many yards. Shouldn't happen. Shouldn't happen. And that's what I say. It's on all of us, players, coaches. And we got to take full responsibility for what took place out there. Special teams, 28 yards per return on punts. Just unacceptable. So we have some things to clean up. And, I talk about, hey, we're after victory. We're after being our best. Well, that wasn't our best. And it's not acceptable. And that's the challenge. We got to dig deep and find out what these issues are and clean them up as soon as possible. Because the expectation that we had in that locker room for this opportunity was not met.
Does this feel like the bottom?
No, it does not feel like the bottom. But it feels like something's wrong in how we played. I think if you ask everybody in that locker room coming in this game, I think everybody felt ready. But maybe there's a difference between being ready and prepared. And we weren't prepared as well as we needed to be. And everybody can take responsibility for that.
Weren't prepared. Were they running stuff you didn't expect? Were guys out of position? How's that?
Like I said, it was a variety of issues. And if I talk, I'm going to direct it towards one, like the defense, and say there's some missed tackles, there's some misalignments, there are some calls that we'd like to have back. Just overall, some opportunities missed and, a variety of issues.
The Corey Grant fumble, was TJ already hurt even though he came back from that?
No, we had some plays for Corey in the offense, and that was one of them.
Did you see an angle of that? Was it just Paul ball security on his part? Or
I'm not sure. I didn't see it. It might have got punched out without seeing it.
I don't know what took place. You gave him short field after short field, be it the interception or a punt return, another punt return, the touchdown. Obviously, you can't. Those are the kind of things.
No, I know. And you know what? My emotions right now, defensively, just because I know what we're capable of playing, and we have shown that. And today, we didn't do that for whatever reason. Short field, long field, it just didn't feel like we played as well as we could have.
How do you think the team responded to the adversity of the Grant fumble?
Well, it came back, and we scored with the Hearns play. I thought, being down right away in the first quarter half and to come back and get it within 7 and then to come out and score again and then get 3. I mean, the resiliency, the fight, the effort, all that, I have no problems with. But it's the play after play, what do they call it, grit. Where you do a play after play after play after play, the right things. And you do it enough that when a mistake happens, you can overcome it. But right now we've got too many. We're not showing the grit needed to sustain things.
How surprised were you weren't able to force Jameis? He's been a turnover guy.
Right. And I think what his back is very similar to the New Orleans game. He had, 19 attempts? But the challenging thing was I think that every completion was over an explosive play, over 16 yards. And, they didn't take many shots. They did. We covered those pretty good. But it was the little glances, the things over the middle that we talked about where he had some success and he showed success in that. And, some of the play passes, we didn't get very good underneath help to help with the corners as well.
How much did you miss Paz?
Well, I mean, anytime you he's a strong leader for us, a strong presence. But, we've had injuries and guys have stepped up and we need guys to step up. And without evaluating the film, maybe I can give you a better idea tomorrow.
Tough day for the front four on the defensive line especially. Not only they didn't seem to get a pass rush when you rushed four, and then when they were running the ball, they seemed to get through that first line of defense.
Right, yeah. I think, it's about vertical seams. And sometimes how the D-line plays it and the linebackers fitting in there can take away those vertical seams. We just had too many vertical seams today. And, we're just reemphasize it and get back at it. And that can be a combination of both. Well, I don't know. I mean, look what happened at what we were down. What is it, 20-3 or 20-7? And then we come back and we score. Come out of the locker room, we score and kick a field goal. So what is that then? That's what, resiliency? you know, the ability to fight back and to not judge the situation and to keep going. I mean, that's there. That was there in that instance. But, you know, a critical third and long and they get a screen for, well, I don't know how many yards, 40, 50 yards, and then a fumble in the end zone, you know, for a touchdown. It's those things that pop up. And, you know, I don't know, we got to find a way to challenge our guys. And, you know, it's not like Corey Grant wanted to. It's not that he tried to fumble. And, you know, he had an iron tight. They made a play. But these things that pop up, you know, there's just too many of them. Too many.
The answer you're looking for, Gus, that you talked about, you've got to find an answer that you scored 17-yard answer. You're up 24-20, you have momentum, and then it just goes down.
And we had him third and 15. 24-20, third and 15, and we fail to make a play. Now, was it the play? Was it, could we have had a better call? There's a combination of things. We had guys that had an opportunity to make plays. We didn't make the play. Could we have been in a different call? Yeah, we could have been in a different call. But we decided to bring some pressure on third and long. You still got to make plays off of pressure. You know, so that's what I say. I think we all just take responsibility for it. There's no excuses for it. I do. I feel bad for our fans. I don't know how many there are. 7,000? I mean, I saw them all up in the corner chanting, and we come out, and we don't play as well as we're capable of playing. Now, this time, it's real. I feel for them. I mean, they come down like that. How can't you? And, you know, that's what's disappointing as well.
These setbacks stack up. Does it get tougher and tougher to convince you guys to bounce back?
No, I think what it is I'm hoping that this setback shocks us to get things right, you know? And I'm hoping that is. I believe in these guys. I know. The reason I'm upset is they're capable of better. That's the reason I'm upset. I'm not upset because we're not very good. We're capable of being better, and we're not showing it. And that's what's frustrating. You say, hey, Gus, you said this was built. It is built. We've got enough good players in that locker room to do better than what we're doing on the field today. That's a fact. I've always tried to be honest with everybody, the fans and you guys, and that's how I'm feeling. Now, I don't know, maybe tomorrow I'll come back and go, well, I looked at things, but that's how I'm feeling right now.
Because the division is still out there. It's, nobody's had any separation yet. Does that still give you hope?
Yeah. That part, I mean, we're, you know, because of that situation, but the script isn't done yet. I mean, we still got a big part of the journey. But I just think that right now, maybe we need it. We all need it. You know, to kind of, let's get this thing right now. We're very capable of playing better than we did on the field today. And we didn't. We missed it. Again. And hopefully the shock gets us to where we go. Let's bow up to it, and let's go take responsibility, and let's really put our mindset to get this done right.
Julius Thomas, when did he get cleared to play?
Well, that was through the week. You know, in defense of Julius, I mean, that thing went all week. So really didn't have a game plan with the intent of how we're going to utilize him because it was kind of a last-minute deal. You know, so, you know, we tried to get him in there and get some reps. And, you know, now that he's fully clear and hopefully healthy after he came out of that, you know, we have a better idea. We can go from there.
On a positive note, like 4 touchdowns today, what did you see from him?
Yeah, thank you. You know, I should be doing that, I guess, but he did. You know, and 4 touchdowns, and he had 4 touchdowns. Hearns felt like he had a pretty good day. I mean, there was guys, outstanding effort and outstanding grit at times. And I guess when I'm speaking to you, I'm speaking as a team as a whole. I'm sure I'll be able to point out individual performances. And I think when we talk about a race maturity, we're seeing individuals mature quickly. We just need to have a race to maturity with our team.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.